Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Lois Losey, and I'm from the Diocese of St. Petersburg. Wasn't that an incredible talk by Gail Benson today? It was just very powerful, wasn't it? Inspiring. So we've been called to be saints. Who has answered the call? Anyone? All right, good. Well, this Mass is going to do it for you. So I would like to welcome you to our final Eucharistic celebration of the ICSC Conference 2024 on this Tuesday, the 24th week of Ordinary Time. Our presider this afternoon is Bishop John Kinnaman, the Bishop of the Diocese of Biloxi, Mississippi. Please join me in welcoming Bishop Kinnaman and all the concelebrating clergy this afternoon as we stand and sing our opening hymn found on page 27, Now is the Time.
Stand before our eyes. to us you who say, I will not forget you. Be with us you who say, do not be afraid. Take hold of us, our hearts, our minds, our whole being. Make us your own. Now is the time. Make us your own. Now is the time. Make us your own. Now is the time.
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
It was very good to celebrate the Eucharist with you. I'm Bishop Louis Kitteman. I'm the Bishop of the Diocese of Biloxi, Mississippi, which is all of the south of Mississippi, an hour and a half from here, so it's an easy drive. And it's wonderful that you've gathered together. We come together now as the body of Christ. Jesus, in his love, invites us to this Eucharist right now. So let's acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
You are the way and the truth and the life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners for repentance of our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You lead us to the Father in heaven in truth. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who adorned the Bishop St. Robert Bellarmine with wonderful learning and virtue to vindicate the faith of the Church, grant through his intercession that integrity of that same faith, your people may always find joy. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. Now the body is not a single part, but many. Now you are Christ's body, and individually parts of it. Some people God has designated in the church to be, first, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then mighty deeds, then gifts of healing, assistance, administration, and varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work mighty deeds? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted. And he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
St. Paul never ceases to get my attention in any of his letters, but in this one especially, and he first proclaims us who we are. We are baptized in the love of Jesus Christ. Let me have an amen on that one.
Amen.
And that baptism has invited us into a special relationship with a God who loves us so much that he sent his only Son to be with us. That's another amen.
Amen.
We'll get you there. Don't worry. It'll happen. And as St. Paul is listing the different ministries of the church, it's interesting the translation that's used for administration. Did y'all catch that? That means he grabbed every single one of us in the room. All of us. If you're a secretary, you're in administration. They asked me before the Mass, are you in charge? And I said, no, my secretary's in charge. And so, it's just, you know, having been in the seminary and we study things like Greek and Latin, the Greek word for administration is kubernesis. And I have to admit, I haven't had any of my staff approach me in the morning and said, "Are you suffering from Kubernesis?" All of us, though, are invited especially into that particular ministry. And it's a ministry, St. Paul is really using a nautical term. He's really saying, we help guide the ship. We help bring the cargo onto the ship. We help enable the ship to really go to sea. And you kind of think about each of the different ministries that you're in or the different works that you're in. And what does the Lord need to do for you? So if you're a pastor or associate, or if you're in different kinds of ministry in the diocese, or if you're in parish ministry or school ministry, finances, whatever it is, And how can the Lord help you the most? So pray for that right now. Let's just take a moment. Pray for it. Pray for it. And we ask all of this in the name of Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
Wonderful. They're awake, Lord. They're awake. So it's really in that spirit that we enter the gospel today. And the church, through St. Luke, wanted us to know about the healing of the young man at Nain. And what a moment. But remember, we're in relationship with that same Jesus. All of us. We're in relationship with that same Jesus. And so as he approaches the village, and he's got a tremendous crowd with him, and a crowd comes out, and they have a young man, and he's died, and his mother, his only son, is weeping big time. And the gospel says he was moved with pity, touched the stretcher, and asked them to hold right there. So we come back to our Kubernetes, our administration. And Jesus is passing by. What do we need him to do? What do we need him to do? Does he need to touch the stretcher? Does he need to touch our budget? Does he need to touch our personnel? Does he need to touch us? And of course, the moment in which he performs the miracle of raising the young man from the dead, says to us, he can do anything. He can do anything. And so that first calls us to trust in him. Trust that no matter what's going on, no matter what challenge we have, no matter what difficulty, whatever it may be, he's there. And we need to ask him to touch the stretcher. We need to ask him to really be with us. And if somebody needs to be raised from the dead, and it could be a staff member, and dare I say it, your bishop. Oh, I didn't say that. That the Lord work. That the Lord bring his healing power and his healing presence to those folks. St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, goes on and he says, strive for the greater gifts. So on our fingertips, we know what the greater gifts are from St. Paul. Faith. Hope. And the greatest of these is
love.
Yay, team. I'm going to take you back home with me. So everything we do in Kubernetes, guiding the ship, everything we do is done in faith. Everything we do is done in hope. And everything we do is done in love. Which brings us to this moment right now. Because this is the moment of great love. Jesus dying on the cross again for us in an unbloody sacrifice here on the altar. Jesus loving us so much that he wants to be one with us, such that as we pray the prayer of consecration, the bread and the wine become his body and blood. Now, normally I would do a giant wow right now, but I'm going to spare you and I'm just going to go, wow! Because that moment is for us such a gift. And he's saying to us, in the midst of your Kubernetes, in the midst of the gift of faith, hope, and love, I give you myself. I give you myself. Just as I gave myself to the young man, raised him from the dead, and gave him back to his mother. So as we approach the altar to receive Holy Communion, it's a moment for us to know he loves us that much that as The body of Christ is given to each of us. We are one in his love, and he is one with us. He becomes literally a part of our body as we are a part of his body now. It's another wow, but oh well, give me an amen at least.
Amen.
That was strong enough. I'll shut up. Very good. Through the intercession of St. Robert Bellarmine, let's lift up our prayers and petitions, asking God to hear and answer each of them.
In prayerful gratitude for the Pope, bishops, and all church leaders, may their leadership and witness continue to bring renewal to the church and embolden the faithful to bring the good news to the ends of the earth. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Deus ex animos, Señor, escúchanos.
In prayerful gratitude for the gift of our vocations, may we be good stewards of the personal vocations we receive, discerning, accepting, and living out joyfully and generously the commitments, responsibilities, and roles to which God calls us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Deus ex animos, Señor, escúchanos.
In prayer for gratitude for God's gift of creation, may we be good stewards and co-collaborators with God, expressing joyful appreciation for the God-given beauty and wonder of nature, protecting and preserving the environment, and developing this world through the noble human effort, physical labor, the trades and professions, the arts and sciences. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Deus ex animos, Señor, escúchanos.
In prayerful gratitude for the gift of life, for those nearing the end of life, may they receive care that respects their dignity and protects their lives as they place their hope in the promise of eternal life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Deus ex animos, Señor, escúchanos.
Loving God, hear our prayers. And as you have placed us in the depth of your love, help us to administer your church in that love, the love that Jesus gave to us on the cross, the love that Jesus gives to us in the Eucharist and the empty tomb. And we ask all of this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
When the storms of life are raging, Lord, stand by.
Brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Lord, accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Look with favor, O Lord, we pray, on the offerings we set upon the sacred altar on the feast day of Blessed Robert Bellarmine, that bestowing on us your pardon, our oblation may give honor to your name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for as on the festival of St. Robert Bellarmine, you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so in the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life, the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Gregory, our Bishop, me, your unworthy servant, the order of bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. And through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you, Deacon.
Peace be with you, Father.
Peace, Charles. Thank you for the help. Peace be with you. You too.
Peace be with you.
Is this one for the priests?
Yes. We're going to put this in there.
Okay.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
flesh of the Son of Man, and drink of His blood, and drink of His blood, you shall.
Christ.
Let us pray. Renewed by the sacred mysteries, we humbly pray, O Lord, that following the example of Blessed Robert Bellarmine, we may strive to profess what he believed, to practice what he taught, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, as you assist each of your bishops, each of your pastors, each of the folks that you work with in Kubernetes, you are in a very special way lifted up in the love of Jesus Christ. I will keep you in prayer. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
You